The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O Most Merciful of the Merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security, and placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household, and make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program. Today is a special. For today's discussion and program, we want to talk about how to strengthen the faith. Stay tuned.
Assalamu alaikum.
Today, Wednesday, is the 8th of the month of Sha'ban, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Isfan, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 1st of March, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start our day and bless our program. We're reciting Ayahs 97 and 98 of Surah Al-An'am. Stay tuned.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
وهو الذي جعل لكم النجوم لتهتدوا بها في ظلمات البر والبحر قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يعلمون.
And it is He who placed for you the stars, that you may be guided by them through the darknesses of the land and sea. We have detailed the signs for a people who know.
وهو الذي أنشأكم من نفس واحدة فمستقر ومستودع قد فصلنا الآيات لقوم يفقهون.
And it is He who produced you from one soul and gave you a place of dwelling and of storage. We have detailed the signs for a people who understand.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The question is that why the Quran says for a people who understand? To answer this question, it can be said that the reason is that only these people are those who utilize the Quranic reasoning. Similar to this meaning is the phrase which says that only the pious are those who enjoy the guidance of the Quran. This concluding sentence of the verse has been mentioned both in the previous verse and this verse in order to indicate that each one of these matters are separately worthy of being taken care of, and they are some evidences upon oneness and glory of Allah. A strengthening of the faith. Faith is complete belief in Allah. It's important to understand that increasing your spiritual strength or your feeling of connectedness to Allah is all about your belief in Allah. Belief is something which can strengthen and weaken, and there are lots of reasons why this happens. Belief in Allah or a weakness in your faith or iman is all to do with understanding who Allah is and who you are. Faith for a Muslim means accepting with conviction the foundational precepts of Islam and the oneness of Allah. Gauge and ask yourself how much knowledge you have of the foundational precepts of Islam and if you have acquired sufficient knowledge to safeguard your faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. In this very session, we're trying to talk about the ways to strengthen our beliefs, or iman. The next factor that increases the iman in us is taqwa, or piety. The faith is a strange capital that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it to us. If we use the same faith that we have it now, that is, we will follow it by doing righteous deeds and we'll not sin and we'll not commit any sin anymore, even if we can. So we should do the deeds of rewards in the best way possible. And among the sins, there are some sins that refer to the selfishness of human being, and the sins that one actually oppresses another, So we have to avoid committing any sin. But if there is a barrier of piety and taqwa, then naturally a human being would automatically would refrain from committing any sin. And he will reach to a point that he even cannot imagine committing a sin. When one of the infallibles was asked that, what is the status of a sin in your mind? He said that, do you ever imagine to commit something which is really dirty? Sometimes it doesn't even come to your mind to go and do that action. Committing sin in us is something like that. So when a person has reached the peak of piety, or he has reached a level of piety even, he will automatically avoid committing sins. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
How to strengthen the faith or iman? Pray. No matter how many prayers you have missed, try to perform your next salah. Even if your prayer with the wavering concentration, just don't stop praying, don't stop trying. After you are done with prayer, sira make dua. Let your emotions, your feelings, and your thoughts follow. Allah knows everything about you. He loves you. He will never abandon you. Tell Him what your heart is going throughout right now. Tell Him how much you want comfort and relief, and ask Him to increase your iman. These simple, honest, and raw conversations will make you feel lighter than you can ever imagine. And establish prayer and give zakah and bow with those who bow in worship and obedience. This is mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 43.
You are the whole for a club. Don't give up, no despair. There's nothing you can't repair. You can change this world to a better world with your souls. With your souls.
The effects and signs of certainty. Parallel with the degrees of certainty, there exist different effects and signs for it. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam has said, certainty raises the status of iman to a lofty one. And the great prophet of Islam, hearing that Jesus Christ has walked over water, replied, if Jesus enjoyed greater certainty, he would have walked on air as well. This statement depicts the lofty degree of certainty. All prophets are not on the same footing. Some who have more certainty are of higher status. As the prophets enjoy different degrees of certainty, so do the believers. A man who enjoys a better degree of certainty naturally sees power and might only in the hands of Allah and insists on worshipping Him both publicly and in private.
You know, there are some very easy good deeds that don't really take much time from you. For example, reciting قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. How easy is that, brothers and sisters? How many seconds does it take you to recite Surah قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ? 7 seconds, 10 seconds? But look at the great reward, the Qur'an. The Prophet ﷺ says, if you recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ, Allah will give you the ajr of reading 1/3 the Qur'an. So recite it 3 times, it's like you read the Qur'an cover to cover. Tasbihatul Zahra, after Salah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 33 times Subhanallah. Takes you literally 2 minutes. The Imam, Al-Imam Al-Sadiq says, this is greater than praying 1,000 rak'ahs. 1,000 rak'ahs, that will take you like 10, 15 hours. So I will say, I had such easy things to do, but why didn't I take advantage of it? Just wasted all my time. Imam Ali alayhi salam says in Nahj al-Balagha, wa'alam anna dunya دار بلية لم يفرغ صاحبها فيها قط ساعة إلا كانت فرغته عليه حسرة يوم القيامة. The Imam says that no, on the day of judgment, any hour that you wasted in the dunya, that you did nothing productive in, you will have so much regret on the day of judgment. You will have so much regret. Why did I not do something productive? It was something as simple as tasbih. You can multitask. Whatever you were doing, you're driving. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala. Listen to Quran. Listen to dua. Something as simple as that, but I didn't. Sometimes just 30 minutes, you're just driving and daydreaming, right? You're daydreaming, you're dozing, which sometimes gets dangerous as well. صَلُّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلِي مُحَمَّدُ.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program. Today is a special. For more information, do not forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a wonderful piece of advice from the survivor of the great tragedy of Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin, peace be upon him. The Almighty says, O son of Adam, satisfy yourself with that which I have given to you, and you will be the most abstinent of people. O son of Adam, carry out the duties that I have made incumbent upon you, and you will be the best worshipper of people. O son of Adam, Avoid acting matters that I have deemed forbidden, and you will be the most pious of the people. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to recite for our esteemed listeners a beautiful hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. This hadith is about who we should sit with and who should we associate with as a friend. You know, friendship is one of the very important aspects and dimensions of the life of a human being. And who we choose as a friend plays a great role in our destiny, our felicity, both in this world and in the hereafter. You know, there is a verse of the Holy Quran in which God Almighty narrates from one of the people in the hereafter, who, you know, who becomes wretched on account of his deeds. This person says, "Woe to me! I wish that I had not taken such and such a person as a friend. Ya laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. He misguided me after I had been guided to the right path." Right? So friendship is one of those things which is very important. We have to be careful who we choose as a friend. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "The disciples," meaning the Hawariyun, the disciples of the Prophet Jesus, they said the following to the Prophet Jesus, alaihi salam, "O Spirit of Allah, O Spirit of God, with whom must we sit?" The Prophet Jesus said the following in response to their question. He said, "Those who remind you of Allah when you look at them." When you look at them, you should remember Allah. You know, they should be pious people, And, you know, the signs of piety should be apparent in them. And by looking at them, you should remember God, whose speech increases you in your knowledge. Meaning when they talk, you know, they should, their speech should increase your knowledge. They should not speak vain things which are purposeless and which have no benefit to you. Rather, when they talk, your knowledge should increase. And whose deeds draw you to the hereafter. When they act, they should encourage you by their actions, you know, to also be good and pious and perform good deeds. And, you know, these deeds should draw you away from the world and worldliness and draw you towards the hereafter. These are the three characteristics that the Prophet Jesus mentioned in a person who we should, you know, we should accompany and who we should sit with and befriend. And it's not hard to, you know, find such a person. It just requires there are people in this world like this. It just requires a lot of hard work to seek them out and to find them and to befriend them. In another beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, "Do not sit but with every scholar who calls you from five states to five states, from doubt to certainty, from hypocrisy to sincerity, from desire to fear of Allah, from arrogance to humility, and from deceit to advising." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at whom we should sit with in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Here we are again with some of the students of Sevier International School, Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, Hussein.
Wa alaikum salam.
Are you fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah.
I'm so glad to have you here. Ali Nasir, how are you? Fine, inshallah?
Alhamdulillah, sir. What about you?
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. I'm good, alhamdulillah. How about Hassan?
Fine, sir. How are
Fine?
You?
Fine?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. So, brothers, welcome. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters who are with IRB English Radio right now, please, we recommend you stay with us till the end of this session, inshallah. So, today, inshallah, Ali Nasir, Hassan and Hussein will talk about two verses of Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 10 and ayah number 11. On page?
51.
So, brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRB English Radio, thank you so much for being with us. But hold your Quran, turn to page 51 Ayah 10 and Ayah 11 of Surah Al-Imran. Let's everyone once listen to the recitation, then inshallah we'll be back, okay, in our class.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innal ladhina kafaru lan tughniya anhum amwaluhum wa la awladuhum minallahi shay'a wa ulaika hum waqudun nar. كدأب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم والله شديد العقاب.
Nice recitation, mashallah, loveless the reciter. Now we will have a recitation, we'll practice. I will read, brothers, you will repeat inshallah, okay? And brothers and sisters who are listening to us, dear listeners, please do so. Practice with us, inshallah. Then we'll go to short explanation and the tajweed rules. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا
إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا
أحسنتم وأولئك هم وقود النار
وَأُولَئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ
كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ
كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ
كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم
كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله بذنوبهم
والله شديد العقاب
والله شديد العقاب
أحسنت ما شاء الله الله مايري bless you inshallah إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا As for the faithless indeed the faithless people neither their wealth nor their children shall avail them, shall benefit them anything against Allah Almighty in the Day of Judgment. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ وَقُودُ النَّارِ It is they who will be fuel for the fire, who will be flammables, okay? For the fire of Jahannam. So, كَدَأْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ As in the case of Pharaoh's clan, وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ And those who were before them. كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا Who denied our signs, our ayat. فَأَخَذَهُمُ اللَّهُ بِذُنُوبِهِمْ What was their dhanb? What was their ma'asiyah? كَذَّبُوا Yes? They denied the signs of Allah Almighty. So this is a sin. So Allah Almighty seized them for their sins. Punished them, okay, for their sins. Wallahu shadidul aqab. Allah, of course, is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. But at the same time, He is Shadidul Iqab. Who? Allah Almighty is severe, okay, in retribution, in punishment. Got it? So, guys, Let me tell you some points. There are people, or us, okay, we will be sometimes so proud of our wealth, so proud of our, for example, children, our family. Wow, I got like 5 daughters, I got 5 sons, okay, so they will support me till the end of my life. Yeah, I got a lot of wealth. Well, like, I have a lot of money in my bank account, okay, like, maybe $1 million, $2 million, $2 billion. Doesn't matter. As much money as you have, as many children as you have, they might work for you in this way. They might benefit you in this world, yes? When you, for example, get old, you might go to your son's family, your children's family, yes? Houses. They will care about you. But in the day of judgment, يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ, the day when a man will run away from his brother, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and he will run away from his owner, from his father, from his son. وَفَسِيلَتِهِ الَّتِي تُؤْوِيهِ. So it's very important. In the day of judgment, none of your family members will help you. But yeah, shaheed, yes. For shaheed, it's an exceptional case. Shaheed will do something for you, can do something. Because shaheed has a valuable position in front of Allah, before Allah Almighty, okay? So, we're not talking about shaheed, but totally, the children that you have, they will not help you in the day of judgment. If you ask them, come on, help me, he says, Dad, sorry, I'm busy. I'm busy with my own business. Like, they will be very busy with themselves. Yes? They will not help you. So, may inshallah Allah Almighty help us in the day of judgment. Where لَن تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ أَمْوَالُهُمْ, where it's very difficult. Nobody helps. Okay.
قرآني نبض حياتي, قرآني طهر ذاتي, قرآني عصمة أمري, قرآني طوق نجاتي. قرآني نبض
حياتي. How to learn Quran easy? What is the correct way to read the Quran? What is the correct way to learn Arabic and understand the Quran? Be with Let's Recite the Quran.
So, guys, I want you to refer to the Tafasir book. Many important points are there, okay? In the clan of Pharaoh, in the history of Pharaoh and Prophet Musa alayhi salam, a lot of teachings are there mentioned in the Quran. So I want you to refer, inshallah, to each and every single verse, ayah of the Quran Kareem with full interpretation, inshallah, okay? Ahadith are there, you can learn. Tafsir Namuna, Tafsir Al-Mizan, Tafsir Majma'ul Bayan, Tafsir Nur, any other tafsir that you know, okay, refer to them. Inshallah, learn more. Now, we'll go to the important tajweed rules we'll mention, inshallah. The very, very first one here. Who can say?
The word inna.
Inna, the tashdeed, yes?
Yes.
Which says, Noon Mushaddad must produce
Nasal sound.
A ghunna sound.
Yes.
Inna alladhina. Inna alladhina. Not inna alladhina, right? Inna alladhina. Quickly, no. Nasal sound plus 2 counts. Inna alladhina. Right?
Yes.
Kafaru. Lan tughniya. Nun sakin plus ta. Ta is from the rest of the letters. What rule is applied?
Ikhfa.
لن تغني. Hide the sound of Nun. Hussein, yes?
Yes.
لن تغني عنهم. Why here? Nun is not hidden. عنهم. I pronounce it clearly.
Because after Nun, it's the letter Ha.
After Nun, we have the letter Ha. The letter Ha is from throat letters. Yes. The rule Izhar must be applied. Yes?
Yes.
عنهم. So. أموالهم. make sure you pronounce an A sound. أموالهم ولا أولادهم. Not أموالهم ولا أولادهم, no. Like A sound, light sound. من أموالهم, ميم ساكن. Plus, من الله starts with ميم. ميم ساكن plus ميم. إدغام. Two identical letters. إدغام.
مثلين.
Not مثلين. مثلين. Pronounce it correctly, حسن. Okay.
Okay, sir.
إدغام مثلين. So, ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا. The letter لام and the word Allah produces a heavy sound. من الله شيئا. شيئا. It is, yeah? But the rule says, if you stop on a word ends with تنوين فتحة, تنوين فتحة changes to?
سكون.
No. Come on. تنوين فتحة changes to?
ألف.
ألف مد. شيئا. Right?
Yes.
وأولئك هم وقود النار. أولئك, by the way, we mentioned it a lot. The mad is wajib. كدأب آل فرعون والذين من قبلهم. Two rules. من ق إخفاء with heavy letter قبلهم قلقلا and كذبوا بآياتنا فأخذهم الله again الله pay attention heavy sound بذنوبهم والله again heavy sound شديد العقاب قاب با produces a bouncing sound قاف has a heavy sound جيم tells you an وقف sign. It is Jais.
Yes.
Qila tells you Waqf is better than Wasl. Sila tells you Wasl is better than Waqf. These are the important points. Tajweed important rules, okay? We mentioned. Alhamdulillah. So, Hussein, Hassan, Ali, Nasir, do you have any questions?
No, sir.
No, sir.
That was all, yes?
Yes.
So, we mentioned, inshallah, in the coming session, we'll be practicing the rest of the verses of Surah Ali Imran. We will have a short explanation and also the Tajweed rules, inshallah. All right?
Yes.
Nothing else? Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with IRB English Radio. Stay with IRB English Radio. Thanks to IRB English Radio and also Xavier International School. So, we'll be here with you in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. during this month of Sha'ban, the month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whisper prayer of Sha'baniya, or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Ilahi, lam yakun li hawlun fa'antaqil bihi an ma'asiyatik illa fi waqtin ayqadtani li mahabbatik. وكما أردت أن أكون كنت فشكرتك بإدخالي في كرمك ولتطهير قلبي من أوساخ الغفلة عنك.
Dear listeners, as you were with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniyya. إلهي لم يكن لي حول فأنتقل به عن معصيتك إلا في وقت أيقظتني لمحبتك. My Lord, I had no strength to desist from your disobedience except when you awakened me for your grace. In this regard, we said that we are going to discuss the most important concept of this part, which is Almighty Allah's favor and grace, and its most explicit form, which is love of the Almighty Allah. We said that in the Holy Quran and in different traditions, we have this concept of love mentioned, and it is replete in our traditions. But there are also many other elements mentioned in the traditions and in the Holy Quran. We concluded that the true wayfarer should not confide himself to one of these paths, and he should try on different paths to reaching the Almighty Allah, because each and every one of them have different kinds of tastes and aroma. So, we also said in the previous episode that the most important, that the most powerful of these elements seem to be the hubbullah, the love for or of the Almighty Allah. Now, we said that there has been mentioned different kinds of comparisons and contrasts in the traditions regarding these kinds of elements and how they should be balanced by the wayfarer in the way of reaching the Almighty Allah. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, love is better than fear, hub is better than khawf. Or Kulayni narrates from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the best of the people is he who is passionately in love with worship, embraces it, loves it from his heart, applies his body to it, and attends to it, such that he is not bothered in which condition he is in this world, in difficulty or in ease.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and In one of his sayings, he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams. And then in particular, he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah. And he said, philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers. But if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyyah is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, in other traditions as well, there has been this kind of comparison between the different elements of reaching the Almighty Allah. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, for example, says, the secret conversation of those who have attained thorough recognition of the Almighty Allah revolves around three principles: fear, hope, and love. Khawf, Raja, and Hub. These three elements are the ones mentioned by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And Imam alayhi salam continues, fear is the subsidiary of knowledge. Hope is the subsidiary of certainty. And love is a subsidiary of recognition. And the sign of fear is taking flight from the anger of Allah. The sign of hope is seeking. And the sign of love is to give preference to the beloved over everything other than him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, Kulayni narrates from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam that Imam alayhi salam says, there are three types of worshippers. Al-Ubbadu thalath, Imam says. A people who worship Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, out of fear. And Imam says, this is the worship of the slaves. A people who worship Allah, the Blessed, the Exalted, for reward. This is the worship of the merchants. And a people who worship Allah, the Almighty, the Majestic, out of love. This is the worship of the free people. It is the best kind of worship. It is the best kind of ibadah. So this is how this concept of love is reflected in our traditions. A phrase in the book of Prophet Idris reads, blessed are the people who worshipped me out of love and took me as their Lord and nourisher and kept awake at night and persisted during daytime in acquiring my pleasure without fear or eagerness, nor out of fear of the fire or aspiration of the heaven, but due to their sincere love, firm resolution, and detachment from all other me. Dear listeners, this is only a part of the traditions that mention the importance and preference of having love of the Almighty Allah and considering love as the most important element and factor in reaching the Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Sha'ban bjamalak jalalak zahawban والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زغوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان والعالم يقول لك احبك شعبان بجمالك شعبان شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان يا شعبان احبك يا شعبان
every night and every day every night and every day never forget to say لا إله إلا الله Never forget to say لا إله إلا الله
RIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way? All covered up in a world that gives it all away. Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray five times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, din wal-azam, ghayru din Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic rules or laws about purity according to Ayatollah Khamenei's fatwas. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat and the Sutuh, the standard time for studying.